We're trying to finish up the Siman Pei Tes today. The subject here is what we call Tavshil Shel Basar, Tavshil Shel Gvina. A Tavshil Shel Basar is where the item is not a piece of meat itself. It's not a flesh, you get a piece of meat, but it's something that was cooked together with meat. I don't mean just in a fleshy pot. It's cooked with meat. An example would be, let's say you have a chont, okay, and you're just going, you want to just try to take out a potato. In other words, you're not taking any meat with it, but the potatoes were cooked. That's tavshil shel basar, right? It's a fleshy dish. The potato itself is part, but it's cooked together with the fleshy. Or you have a meat soup where the ingredients were meat. Now there's no meat. There's nothing bad in there, but it's a meat soup. That's what's called a tavshil shel basar. Or tavshil shel chalav, tavshil green would be the same thing, where it's cooked together with the cheese, but it, or with some other dairy, but it's not dairy. That piece, particular piece, it by itself is part, just was cooked together. That's what we mean by tavshil shel basar, tavshil shel green. So the Gemara says on Kuf Hamad Aleph, Chulin, source one, Amar Yidi Bar Avin, Amar Yitzchak Bar Ashan, Mayim Rishonim, Mitzvah Bachonim Chova. The sugya at first glance has nothing to do with us. It's talking about washing. Mayim Rishonim. Mayim Rishonim is what we wash until Sidayim, before a meal. Mayim Rachonim, you know what Mayim Rachonim is? Right? We wash before benching, which right on that sugya is a big sugya, whether that applies to Bisman Azer or not, to Machlokas Rishonim. The original reason for Mayim Rachonim is that they used to have on a table a certain type of salt, which was called Melach Sodomis, which was dangerous to handle. It wasn't dangerous to handle, but it was, if you put your finger in your eyes, then it would be dangerous because the salt was very sharp, very strong. In events, you have to wash it off. We don't have that today, so that's a question whether there's still an obligation to wash Mayim Rachonim or not. Anyway, the Amoraim say Mayim Rishonim is mitzvah, and Mayim Rachonim is chova. Rashi there says, well, chova is adifa in the mitzvah. Okay, chova means even more than a mitzvah. Mitzvah is tam a mitzvah. Chova is an obligation. Okay, again, we're not learning so much about that now. But then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Meisvei Mayim Rishonim v'achonim chova. Okay, there's another brisa which says Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achonim are chova. Okay, both are chova. So how do you say one is a mitzvah, one is a... These are Amoraim say Mayim Rishonim is mitzvah, Mayim Achonim is chova. And this brisa says Mayim Rishonim and Achonim both chova. Okay? And Emtzoim Rishus, Mayim in the middle of the meal. That's a Rishus, washing in the middle of the meal. So the Gemara says, yeah, mitzvah, the Gaber Rishus, chova lo. It's just a different nomenclature, okay? They are both chova when compared to the rishus, but really it's a mitzvah. In other words, the first statement of Amoraim is correct. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah. It just calls it chova in the second brisa as compared to Mayim Emtzoim. Okay, again, I'm not so interested right now in the Mayim Rishonim issue. Okay, Rashi, by the way, says mitzvah is mitzvah l'shmo adibah chacham. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. I mean, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to wash until Sidayim in general. Okay, to mitzvah the Rechamim, fine. What is Mayim Emtzoyim? So Tosus, as a Rashi writes, Shenotlin bein Tavshil Tavshil Ba'alma. Okay, that people wash off their hands between food items. There are, of course, the meal. Between courses, would wash your hand. Okay, now, again, at that time, it's likely that people ate more with their hands than we do today. I don't mean in an obnoxious fashion. You didn't have the silver. So we eat certain more things with their hands than we're accustomed today, at least in our society. Although there are places today in the world also, people with their hands, you know, and it's not considered uncouth or uncivilized boorish. That's the way it is. So people would wash off their hands. That's called Mayim Emtzoyim. At the end of the day, the Gemara is saying it's Rishus. There's no obligation to do it. That's what's optional. Okay, and the Gemara concludes mitzvah gabishus chova karla mishum detaniyam tzoyi b'adayu karla rishonim chova al b'shem mitzvah chashiv etzei tzol rishus likosim chova. This is a nomenclature issue. Okay, so but that has nothing to do with us. Again, we're not learning the din of Mayim Rachonim now. But the Gemara later on the same daf Kuf Hamad at the next Amud on Kuf Hamad Bay in 3 says emtzoyim rishus amav nachman lo shono ela bein tavshil tavshil. That's only true when bein tavshil l'tavshil, which we'll understand right now to mean that both the courses are that you're dealing with are both milk or both fleshes, whatever you're eating. Like I said before, you're washing your hands between courses. Aval bein tavshil l'gvina, but you're going to have tavshil, you know, tavshil some fleshes, and then a piece of cheese. Then you taka had the tachova. It's taka an obligation to wash your hands. What exactly does that mean? Ben tavshil or tavshil? No. Then it's only optional. Ben tavshil or grina, it's chova. So Tosas has 2 days, if you saw the Tosas. Chul and Kuf Hayim Bey. Zero Maschol or Shonel. Omar Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's the Rashbam. Right? Omar Rabbeinu Shmuel. Demairi, Bishneim Shal Basar, or Shneim Shal Grina. When it's a Rishus, when it says Omar of Nachman, Lo Shonu Ela Ben Tavshil, Tavshil, that means both, you're having a meal, you're having a fleshing a meal. So both cooked items are both Tavshil that you're dealing with there are both fleshing, or they're both the milchigs. Ava Ben Tavshil Shal Basar, Ben Tavshil Shal Basar, okay, Ligvina Shal Afonav, okay, you want to wash between Tavshil, and here he has to bend the language a little bit. Ben Tavshil Shal Basar, Ligvina Shal Afonav, again, remember at the end, look at the end of three. Bein tavshil grina chova. What's the situation? So he reads it, bein tavshil shal basar, legvina shal afano. When the other thing is actual green, it's not a tavshil, it's actual cheese. You ought to have now a tavshil shal basar after having had actual cheese. Bein tavshil shal basar, legvina, actual grina, not tavshil grina, but actual grina shal afano, then a chova. And Rashbam explains why. Aval legvina shal achrov lo kamar. If you, it cannot be talking about being tavshil agrina, you're having a fleshing tavshil, and then she's afterwards. Why not? You can't do that anyway, right? Then what do you mean? Lo komer da filim until sudaimos or lechad suda cheres. However, we define that, right? We talked about that last week. The next suda, 6 hours, whatever. Okay, I mean, Tosas of the opinion it's another suda. You don't have to wait that long. But the point is that until sudaim by itself, just washing your hands, not going to help. So Rashbam feels that when it says in the end of three, when the Gaon of Sichuan says the statement of Nachman, Abu Ben Tavshil Legrina Chova, what are the mitzvahs? What do you mean Tavshil Legrina? If the word Tavshil means Tavshil Shobosar and Grina means Grina Mamish, what's the Echatimsa? How do you have such a case? What do you mean Tavshil Shobosar? You got to wash your hands. You got to do more than wash your hands. You got to wait till the next meal, right? That was Marukba. However long that is, okay, you know, again, that we discussed at length last week. But you got to wait something. Until it's a dime, just rinsing off your hands by itself, that's certainly not going to work, right? So therefore, Rashbam is kind of reread the Gemara, that when it says, Tavshil, Bein Tavshil Legvina, it means, Bein Tavshil Legvina Shalafonov. It means after eating actual cheese. So the two cases of Rav Nachman in the Gemara, source 3 is Bein Tavshil Tavshil. That's when they're both Tavshil Shal Basar, both Tavshil Chol. Then you don't have to wash it all. Then it's only Rishus. But Bein Tavshil Agrina, if after having a mamish, a piece of cheese, and then you want to have a Tavshil Shal Basar afterwards, then you have to wash. The other way around would never come up. Okay? As the Gemara says, Ochal Basar Osa Lechol Grina, right? Without waiting until the next meal, however long that happens to be. Ve'ein Nirla Ben Atam. The Tam disagrees. Ain't no limit of Tam. The main Tavshil Agrina, Mashma, Tavshil Tchila. I mean, it's very nice that the Rashbam kind of reworks the Gemara, but that's not the simple reading. I mean, when Rav Nachman says the end of three, Bein Tavshil Agrina, sounds like what's being eaten first? The Tavshil. So he reworks it and says, it means Tavshil Legrina Shalafonim. But the Tam says, that's nice, but that's not what it says, really. Okay, it says, Bein Tavshil Agrina, Mashma, Tavshil Tchila. Kedar Malael, Kama Yisha Ben Basar Legrina, Velo Klum, Mitzvah Parach, Omer Chista Achol Basar, Zal Gmina, etc. That's the Gemara earlier. Okay? So, therefore, Mepharshim and Atam, skip a few lines, we can read the Tosas. The Bein Tavshil, the Tavshil, what it means is follows. You have to rework the whole Gemara. The first statement of Nachman, when it says, Lo Shonu Ela Bein Tavshil, Tavshil, Lo Shonu, that it's Rishus, Bein Tavshil, Tavshil, it's not like Rashbam thought that phrase Tavshil meant Shnehem Basar and Shnehem Chol. No. When it said Bein Tavshil, that is, a farsh bein atam, the Bein Tavshil, Tavshil, Haino Bein Tavshil, the Basar, Le Tavshil, Shel Gvina. Okay? What that means is when you're having a fleshing Tavshil, again, we defined it, like you're just eating the potato from the chalm. You don't have any actual Basar. You're just eating the potato from the chalm. Then you're just eating potatoes, you have more potatoes, and they're from some, I don't know, some milchig dish, you cook with cheese there or something like that, there's potatoes in there, you know, sliced potatoes in there. You just took the potatoes out, there's no cheese there. That, being tavshil the basar, tavshil shagrina, that's when it's a rishus. The kevan, the ein habasar gavina be'en. There's no actual basar or actual gavina. The leka elatam, then there's only the flavor because it was cooked together. When it was cooked together, then lo echmiru shi'ei chova lito yado mintayim. Beino el rishus. Okay? they weren't machmer that they required to wash because after all, there was no actual boss, no actual gmina here. It was a tavshil shel boss and a tavshil shel gmina. So that's when it's optional. In a velo rishus, ava bein tavshil de bosser legvina shagvina be'en. But the second case, bein tavshil means bein tavshil a bosser to actual gvina, gvina where the cheese is be'en. Okay, we actually have cheese. Bein tavshil bosser, tavshil shel bosser legvina. That's chova. Okay, that is an obligation to wash. Okay. The Yitochen Peris there after Dibra Osin Lechol Gvina Achar Bosa Bosa Suda Afilu Benetil Bekinuach. That's again the Shita that you can't even have it in the same Suda as long as you wash. Remember that was that Shita Lashitosim. That was when the time and we had all the Balayatosis and the Bahag and so on. And you can even possibly even at the same meeting, the same meal. And when Mar Ukba said, I wait from Suda to Suda, that's only without washing hands. That's only without Kinoach and the Tila. Right, so that's our Bein Tamla, it's a Tamachokas. Because the truth is, there's two difficulties, really, as I see with Rashbam. The one is that Tosus points out, okay, namely, he has to kind of stretch the language. When it says Bein Tavshil Agvina, he has to say Bein Tavshil Agvina that came before it. Okay, Rabbi Tam eliminates that problem. Okay, it means even after. The other issue is, if Rashbam is right, I don't remember some point, the Meiri actually points it out. The Meiri points it out because, you know, the Meiri says, look at the five. Meiri says, "Masha Amru Lamata, Masha the Meiri Behod Amru Chista, Masha Amru Lamata," referring to our Gemara. Shemayim and Tzayim Rishus Amru Nachman Shon Elamin Tavshel Tavshel Klomer Sheein Anatila Elam Nekias. Okay, when Tavshel is on Shabbos or Gmina Chover. In other words, the Bein Tavshel, if they're all flesh and all milk, why do you have to wash your hands at all? Why? Because your hands are dirty. That's not a halacha. Well, why would you have to tell me it's a reshus? No kidding. It's just a cleanliness matter, right? I mean, according to Rashbam, and that's what I'm saying, according to Rashbam, if you're learning the opening statement of Nachman, Lo Shono Ela Bein Tavshel Tavshel, okay, that it means they're both Tavshel Shel Basar, or they're both Tavshel Shel Cholav. So what are you telling us to wash your hands? I mean, it's in the kias, you know, it's be a mensch, wash your hands, but unless you say that's the Gemara means, but why would you tell me that that's Rishus? Of course that's Rishus. There's no halachic issue. But the way Rabbi Tam learns, you could think that there's a halachic issue. Namely, one, when it's Beit Tavshel Tavshel, means Tavshel Shel Basar and Tavshel Shel Cholav. Oh, that's already a chiddush. And the chiddush is because there is no actual be'en of meat or actual be'en of cheese. Therefore, you don't have to. That already is a chiddush, not just in the key. So the truth of the matter is, according to Rashbam, to summarize, okay, between a tavshul shel bosa and a tavshul shel gvina, then it's usur even with the teil sedayim. In other words, the washing won't help. Okay? The washing won't help. Whereas according to Rabbi Tam, it's mutter with the teil sedayim. So how do we paskin? So the Rif seems to learn like the Rashbam. Okay? Well, at first, anyway. He says, Emtsoim Rishos Amav Nachman Lo Shonu Ela Ben Tavshul Tavshul Ben Tavshul Ben Chova Ika Man De Omar. Okay, there's some who hold, that's when it's time. The Garmina and Miyadar of Nachman, the Shari Lamecha Gvina Bosa Bisra, the Hob Bain Tavshul Gvina Kamar. Okay, the Yasa Lamecha Gvina Bosa Bisra, the Lamecha Bain Gvina Tavshul, the Lamecha Bain Tavshul Gvina. That was when it's time's time, it gets out of order, right? But a Holav Milsi, okay, that's no kasha. The Osir of Nachman Shvina, the Mayim and Tsoim Chova, of Akdume Bosa Gvina Gvila Bosa, but of Chistashaman, that's already covered in earlier Gemara. In other words, he says it's not a kasha because that issue is already addressed. And that's how Rashbor writes also in Taurus Abayas, Archbayas, Gimel Shar Dalim. Behold, I'm not going to read these sources. Mayim and Tsoim Rashus Lomar Elabin Tavshil Tavshil. Ava Tavshil Gwina Chova. Again, that's like the Tavshil Gwina Chova. Lav Tavshil Vachaka Gwina Komar. And Ava Tavshil the Hashtal, the Gwina the Mekara Komar. That's like the Rashbam. Okay, like the Riff. So that's how the. These we shall learn as well. It's interesting, the similar case, you look in source 8, the Mordechai, here in the 8th paragraph of Chul Kalabas, the Remes Tafresh Pezayin, Ra'isi Mori, She'osar Lechol Gvina Achar Beitzim Mitugonim B'shuman Avzo. Eggs that were fried, instead of frying in margarine, You fried it in shumon avza. Avza is goose, you know, goose fat, goose oil. Okay? Mishum gzera ato bas v'chot, right? Now, eggs are parv. So but I used, in order to fry the eggs, okay, we put margarine in, right? So it's when you make fried eggs, you put scrambled eggs, you put margarine in first, right? So they didn't put margarine, they did it in goose fat, okay? So that is, in effect, that those eggs are now a tafshil shel basar. And it's even bizarre oaf, by the way, okay? But it's a tafshil shel basar. There's no meat there, right? There's no meat in that. You now have those eggs. They're regular scrambled, they're regular fried eggs. Okay, but nevertheless, there's tavshil shel basar. So Mori, who I was referring to, probably Mar Rutberg, asked to eat it with milk. Okay, we looked in the tour at Arsim and Peitez. He passed, if you have a tavshil shel basar, you're allowed to eat, seemingly right away, tavshil shel grina afterwards. In other words, you don't have to wait those 6 hours. In other words, if you had a tavshil shel basar, the potatoes from the chalm, and I want to have tavshil shel grina afterwards, mutter afilo until benem and el rishus. Aval in bol echol grina ba'atzmo afterwards, acha tavshil shel basar, or basar atzmo acha tavshil shel grina, chova hi lito yada. Okay, that's when you need until to die. That's how the tour paskins. There's a Beis Yosef, this comes up, these didn't come up in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, because remember, it starts talking about Kuf Ayin Gimel, it's talking about Mayim Rishonim, in an Orachayim, Kuf Ayin Gimel Orachayim. Talking about Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achonim, you know, that's why it comes up there. So there's a long Beis Yosef there, okay, in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, Dibam Asko Mayim, so at the beginning of the Siman, okay, and he quotes this, quotes the Machalkas, and about the 6 lines down, he says, Rabbeinu Tofas Iker, actually 7 lines down, Rabbeinu Tofas Iker Kepir Rabbeinu Tam. The tour passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Ulafize, that's the leniency. Mutter lechol gvina achatav shel shobasar aydin til benayim. You can even eat actual cheese after a tav shel shobasar without waiting 6 hours, without anything, as long as you wash your hands in between. Okay, as long as you wash your hands in between. Okay, ba'bol lechol basar achatav shel gvina. Same thing. If you want to have actual meat, if tavshil grina, you have to wash your hands. But you don't have to wait. It seems you don't have to wait any time because you never ate any flashing. Right? You just say, yep.
So is it just, when we say tavshil shel basar, you use potatoes taken out of the chon?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's not actual meat.
You don't have actual meat. It was cooked with meat, but not actual meat. Right.
It was cooked, like you just like scrape off all the whatever. And
yeah, but again, in the average chalent, if you know, have a big pot of chalent, you take a piece of potato, you're not getting any meat with that. Right? We're not talking, look at the very end, a preview of coming attraction, we'll discuss later in the show. Look at the very end of the Beis Yosef. He writes, Mio im eina basa b'tav shel af. What if there was no meat in that thing? It was just a fleshing, a pot. That's what I'm trying to say. We're not talking here that the pot was fleshing. There was actual flesh in the pot. But you're eating out the beans now. You're eating out potatoes. Okay, there's no actual meat there. And most of the time, in the chalent, I mean, you know, you don't know if the piece of meat aren't cut so thin that they're touching everything. You know, you can look at a bowl of chalent and see what's the potatoes and what's the meat, right? I mean, I guess it depends on the chalent and how thin the meat was cut and so on. But then most chalent, I think, okay, you can spot the meat. Most people look for the meat, no? So but when you just take out the potatoes, so it's definitely fleshings, right? It's fleshings.
But it makes a person fleshing.
Right, and that's what he's saying. And you can eat, right, you can eat. Now, that's the thing. You can, according to what we're saying, is you can eat a similar potato or as whatever from a milchig dish, right away afterwards, without even washing hands. If you want to eat actual milchig afterwards, then you'd have to wash it. You don't have to wait 6 hours. At the very end of that long Beis Yosef in the Orachaim Sim Kufayin Gimel, he says, Miu, if ein basar betavshil, there was actually no meat in the pot to begin with. Afal pishin is basar, but kedeir shemivashin babasar, even though it was a fleshing pot, then lo nogu l'hachmut l'achal gunah right away. Right? If the potatoes were cooked in a fleshing a pot, not with a chalent. There was no meat in the picture at all. You just boiled up potatoes, but use the fleshing a pot. Okay, use the fleshing a pot, so then you can have cheese after, right? Then the potatoes not even fleshing. Okay?
It's hard to understand why that wouldn't be considered. Meaning it's like for the potatoes, why the potato wouldn't make a person fleshing.
Because there was no flesh. What made
but
the
you
flesh?
Use Tom Kaker and all the other stuff.
Okay, so we'll see. Okay, then I'm at Tom Kaker. Okay, we'll see. But we'll have to go with the idea. Again, but you see the chiluk. At the end, he says at the end, you can't eat it. You can eat cheese, right? If I just cook up some potatoes, or any other, cook some noodles, whatever you want, power of things, in a fleshy pot, I can't eat milchigs. I can eat milchigs. I can have a piece of cheese right afterwards. Now, at the end, he says, "Imutolecho im gvina," but can I go ahead and eat it with cheese? Okay, so that's already, he says, look later in Sadihei, which we'll get to. That may depend on Benyomo, not Benyomo. Okay, I mean, we had in my shul a couple of weeks ago, they had a milchig kiddush. Whatever, it was a light kiddush, they had a milchig kiddush, but they had potato kugel. Okay, now the potato kugel was cooked. Presumably, the potato kugel was cooked in fleishig kalim. It was not, you know, it wasn't a fleishig kugel. It wasn't like kapchik or whatever. It was regular potato kugel, ordinary potato kugel. So I told people you should not eat the potato kugel with, not that it comes up too much anyway, but you shouldn't eat it with the milk. They had ice cream in it. Don't have ice cream on top of the potato kugel. You have kids there, you never know, you know. But you don't. So one of the person again in the shul getting a hard time. Said, what's the problem? So I said, because I don't know which kalim to use the potato. It could be this stuff's not benyomo. Okay, could be that it is benyomo from fleishig, and therefore our minig is if you're using a fleishig pot that was benyomo, and you cooked a parv thing in it, so then while there's no, like we just said, there's no, you don't have to wait, but you shouldn't eat it together with. Okay, so we'll talk about it. All right, anyway,
All right, so we'll get there.
Yeah, so we'll get there.
So that's not real. No spoilers.
Say it again.
No,
not right now.
Supposed to
make it with Sadi Nay, right? Yeah, I know. Go wait. I notice where this basically says in Kufayin Gimel. He says he's got to learn a lot to get there. So he said he doesn't want to deal with it right there. He says, look later if you want it. Okay, well, we'll see. There's a distinction between Yom and not Binyom. Anyway, Rabbi Nuyona in Brachas, Memo and Beis. Again, it comes up in Brachas also because of my Rishon and so on and so forth. So he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, the Bein Tavshel Gvina, Rotson Olomar. He gives an example. Ben Hamarak soup shall basal agvina. Right? Again, there's no actual meat in it, but it was cooked with meat. It's a soup. Okay? Dezev vadai mutar bikinuach ado. You have to wash your hands. Av shalo it zvichu shahir. But you don't have to wait 6 hours or whatever it is. Otsuk shahir. You only require shahir. Kishochel basar. And maybe this will address your question. Because let's remember what the reason was by basar, says the Rabbi Yonah. Because if they have basar shall be nashinayim, right? What was the whole chumra of waiting and so on? Because the basar gets up with your teeth. Aval b'marak the lesser lahechashosh. You just have a soup. There's no what's getting stuck. There's nothing in there. Or a potato that was in the chum. It's not getting stuck. Vada muta lechol gvina charka. Just have to wash. Yeah.
Are we bound for Rashi's reason also, not just the ramah?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're going to right. It's a good argument. We're going to quote only that reason. You're right. Okay. Okay, that's what he said. The soup between a soup, a fleishig soup, and cheese afterward until it's a diamond, you have to wash off your hands. Okay, and an idea of washing off your hands because if some of the soup is on your hands, okay, or some of the potatoes on your hands, then you put your hands in your mouth and end up eating both. That's not right. So you wash your hands. I don't have it. I couldn't find it inside, but there are many ruchim. Is mechalik what type of soup are you talking about? That's very practical. Are you talking about a chunky soup? You know, a nice chunky, he calls it marak av, thick soup. You know, sometimes you have a soup with actually a piece of meat. You ever go, what do they call it, Yemenite soup? You ever go to a restaurant and get Yemenite soup? That's the whole meal is inside the soup, right? Like several geshmak pieces of meat inside the bowl of soup with a potato and you go to a good place to give you a big bowl, you know. So that's a different kind of a soup than, you know, a clear broth. Okay, you know, a broth Ruchem has that chilik. So let's read now our sif here, sif gimel, it's in pay test 12. Okay, achol tavshil shel basar mutar leachol acharav tavshil shel gvina. So first the mechaber says if you have a fleishig tavshil, again no actual fleishig, you can eat right afterward the tavshil shel gvina. Vanatila beneim el ena el rishus. You don't even have to wash at all. Well, as we saw, yesh matzvichin, so you should have to wash. Aval imba lech. This is the Shulchan Aruch now. In our siman. Aval imba lechol hagvina atzma achar tavshil shabbos. You want actual cheese actual milchigs after not a tavshil shel chola, but an actual cheese, okay, actual milchigs after tavshil shel basar. Oh, habasar atzmo achar tavshil shel grina, the other round. Okay, it's chova lito yodo. Okay, chova lito yodo. Then it's something that sounds like a bit of tam. Okay, and then there are more adds. That's what the Bergola points out. The Moramo adds v'shumon shel basar dina kebasar atzmo. Okay, that's that Mordechai with the fried eggs. Okay, he says the shuman of basar is treated like basar itself. Now, then there are more adds v'nagu achshav lahachmir shelo lechol gvina achar tavshel basar kemo achar basar atzmo. Now the practice is we don't eat cheese after tavshel shel basar, just like we don't eat it after meat itself. So b'zman hazeh we're machmer, and v'ein l'shanos v'lifro together. So the Ramos says l'maisa, despite all of this, bottom line, we today treat a tavshel shel basar. We just ate the potatoes in the chalm. You're right, there's no meat there, but we treat it, and there's no basar in the shinayim, whatever else. Okay, and the flavor may not linger that long, whatever terutzim you want to give, but at the end of the day, we treat that like meat itself, and we wait. Shalolach gvina achar tav shel basar kumachar basar atzmo. Okay? But he does then say, miu, im ein basar betavshel, if there was no meat in the item to begin with, rak nisbashel bekederishel basar, it was only cooked in flesh like a pot, but there's no actual flesh right now, then mutol achal achar gvina, then you can have gvina, ve'ein bo minig lachmer. Okay, then there's no meaning to be machmer. Okay? Again, b'chein no'agid, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, I know, like, an example in Golan, for example, when you order falafel, they fry it in the same thing that they fry the schnitzel in. So, that would be the same as...
That's like a fair
shot.
I think
so.
Yeah. Okay?
I think that's what you mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because some places have just a... Yeah, I don't know how to do it over there. I never watched, but then I know that in some places, like in some pizza shops, okay, they have French fries, but they have a special whatever that thing's called, that bin that's net, you know. I guess the deep fryer. They put it in this deep fried oil, you know,
yeah.
And it sits there for a while. But that's all they use it for. So it would seem to me that you could argue that would not be milking, and you'd be able to eat that even with flesh. If that's all the, I don't know the matzias, but that again, that's why I told this person on the show. I don't know. Maybe could be when they use potato, when they make potato kugel in this restaurant, they have separate pots they only use for potato, and then taki you'd be able to have the ice cream with it if you so chose. Okay, I wasn't sure. It could be that they use the same pots for the flesh store, flesh takeout store, you know. So. Anyway, and I don't know if it's Benyom or not, so I don't know. There's a fellow in my shul who always likes to, tell me, why would you do machmer for? I'm not so machmer, but he likes to come up with coolers. It's a legitimate cooler. I said, you're right, but I don't know the metzias. It could be that it is a problem. Anyway, so then there are more ads, but the same thing. V'chein nogin left 3 lines on the bottom, and here in our sim. Say, v'chein nogin lecho basar achar tavshish bo gvino cholov, mil yesh li toyodah b'neim. Then he goes on at the end, he talks about a shamish, which we'll get to, but I'll read it now quickly. Shamish hamish shamish besuda. We'll come back to that. But shamish, the waiter, in this case. Okay, the waiter is serving different people, and some people, again, it wouldn't come up today, but the waiter is serving some people fleshy, some people milchiks. So he's handling the food. Okay, so do we require him to wash the hands between handling? No, because we only require it because he's eating, because he's not eating. Okay, he's, look, there's some people might nibble, but, when this comes up again, we don't have, you can't go to most restaurants today, and some people with inflation, some people with milk, it wouldn't come up. Okay, but it theoretically could. You know what? I gave the example once. You have a mother who's making sandwiches for her kids for lunch, and this one is, Mom, I want a salami sandwich. I don't want a cheese sandwich. Whatever. So she's handling both the, she's here in the morning, she's rushing, she's handling both the salami and the cheese. She doesn't have to wash her hands, okay? But anyway, we'll come back to that. So there are more rights for Nogu, again. Ramon says, Nogu achshu l'hachmer, shalo lechol gvina achar tav shel basar. Okay, we don't, and that's the Birgur writes in Sukkot and Tezvav, Kepir Shabbat and Shmuel, who were machmer like the Rashbam, even though Ben Tam didn't require that, okay? The Taz points out, based on that, related to that Mordechai, The Torah says Shuman Shel Basar. He says Rekasim B'Torah Schatos Kalayin Zayin Katzas Gotan Hay. B'Shem Hagos Sharidura. The Afilu B'Shuman Avos. The idea is it's a chiddush because it's just poultry. It's oh Yesh LaHachmer. V'Chein Katzav the Rif quotes Gos Maimonis. The Morok Shel Basar Yesh Lo Din Basar. Okay, so that's what you were saying. Okay, so Taz quotes that Chumah that no, Marak is like a soup. The soup is like the actual basar. And Rabbi Yonah Yonah, Perkel Advarim, that's what we just saw in Brachas, Kazesh of the Intavshah Shal Basar, Hol Hutzol. And he also makes that chilek, though I mentioned Rabbi Rucham, depends whether it's clear broth or Amhu'av, like thick with vegetables, then it does have a din of basar. The Prima Gadam also, and that the Taz, he says, Kishumiu Kishu'av, Yeshbo Michu Basar, din of basar, Tzok Sheshavs. Okay? Okay, I just showed you the other Achronim here.
That's not
a license unless we're still not here for the Ramah. We're not for the Ramah, yeah. Yeah. The Yamshul Shlomo Chulin Perakes. I forgot to write the Simon down. I apologize, I'm not sure what Simon is for. Let's see. I have another paper. I forgot to specify which simon this is. If you want to look it up, it's Simon Hay. 17 should be Simon Hay. Yom Shalom Mesechun Perkes Simon Hay. I'm sorry, it's on the sheet. He says, he talks about Shuman Shal Avza. Al kain ain less or mishanoig heter lechol gvina v'acharkach tavshil shol basar b'kinuch v'adocha. Despite the fact, you know, that we the Ramah is machmer, he said today we treat tavshil shol basar like basar itself. He said, but you can't aser it if the person washed in between, and he thinks that it's okay. All right. The Marshal Shlomo Eger, the last thing I have in 18, is Sukkot Dalad. I don't know if this is true. That's what he, or he says it's true. He says, look on the second line. Dover hametugon b'shumon, eino Moshe hatam bepek kol kach lo morak shel basar. Something which is just fried in fat and, you know, meat fat, it's not going to be. Is that true? Won't have the flag? I said it's true. You won't. Again, there were two reasons for basar, right? One was about the Basar Shavayin Shinaim, which certainly wouldn't apply to soup. The other is that it's, you know, the flavor lingers longer, right? It stays in the system longer. The Marsha Shon Eger says something which is fried does not have that same impact as soup. I'm not sure the Metzias. But anyway, that's over here. Now, what this leads us into is an interesting question we're going to come back to more than once, but let's introduce it now. There is a famous sugya on Kuf Yud Aleph Mud Beis. Okay, Itmar. Dogim she'olu bekara. You have fish that were put on a plate. Okay? And the idea is the plate was a fleshing a plate. What's the case? Dogim she'olu, you fried up some fish, look in Rashi. Okay? Minatzli, kasher roasting. You took the fish right off, fish is part. You took the fish right off of the grill and you slapped them down on a plate that was fleshing. Okay, plate those fleshes. There's no fleshing in this mix. That's what we're talking about this, right? Asur lechon bekutach. You cannot now have this fish, even though the fish ostensibly is parv, since you put this fish while it was hot, fresh off the grill, hot off the grill, and you slapped it onto a plate, those fleshes, so now you cannot eat that fish with kutach. Kutach, again, is that milchige dish, like a milchige type of sandwich. Okay, you cannot put the fish in that sandwich, according to Rav, all right? Says Rashi, Lefisha Basar Nosen Bahem Tam, because the flesh that was in that dish was a fleshing a dish. There was no actual meat in sight, but there was a fleshing a dish, so that's going to give off some of its fleshing flavor to the fish, and therefore you can't eat that fish with a milking sandwich. However, Shmuel Amar Mutar Lechol Bechuto. Shmuel says Mutar. Okay, why? Rav Amar Asar, okay, because Nosen Tam Hu. What do you mean? There's a fleshing flavor. Ushmuel Amar Mutar. This is the famous No Saint Tom, bar no Saint Tom, not bar not. Okay, it's one step removed. There was no flesh here. The flesh was put into the, you know, that plate was used for fleshings. So some piece of meat at some point imparted its flavor to that plate. Now the plate is imparting the flavor of the fish. It's a step removed. Okay, the fish didn't absorb any direct meat flavor. It absorbed an indirect. That's called no Saint Tom, bar no Saint Tom. So look at Rashi says in 20. No Saint Tom, bar no Saint Tom. If the fish was cooked together with meat mamish, then avada hayosalochon makuta. And in Ami Modus Shmuel Shosalachav Rosam Bikar knows the time Rishon Abu Basar Gama. Aba Ka'ara Zu, he atzma ain't a basar. This plate isn't meat, it's a fleshing of plate. Ela Iday knows Saint Tom. It became fleshing through the flavor of the meat. And now you're saying that that is going to be transferred into the fish. That's called not barnat. Okay, that's called not barnat. And the Gemara concludes there, Amar Chizkin, and Kufir Alpha Bez, Amar Chizkin, and Shabbai, Hilchasa, Dogim, Shalabakar, Mutter, Lechon, Makuta. Like Shmuel, it's not barnat. It's one step removed, and therefore it's not fleshing. Okay, let's look in the Rambam. Parak Tess, Hilchas, Machalasu, Alachachov Gimel. Pas, Sha'ofa, Imatzli, Vidogim, Shatzalim, Abasar, Asu, Lechon, Machalav. You baked bread in the oven together with meat was baking, it was cooking there. Or you roasted fish together with meat, then you can't eat b'chalav. But ke'ara, a plate, she'achlu ba'basar, u'bishu adam, also adam, mutu lacham b'kuta. You have a plate that had been used for fleshes, and now you put fish down on it, then it's okay. You know, then it's okay. And that's the Shulchan Aruch later, it's in Tzadi Hei, Sifalev. Dogim she'nizbashlu o nitzu b'kidera shal basar, ruchutza yafeh. Assuming it's clean, why does he tell you that? There's no be'en, there's actual no meat there now. Again, that's why he throws in the two words, rechutza yafa, it's a clean plate. She'ein shum shuman davukba, no residue, no fat, no gook is left there. So then, mutol lachom kutol, mishum dave no sentam, bar no sentam, the hetera, right? It was mutter to use that plate, and everything here is mutter, there's no issue here. But bim lo roiso rechutza yafa, but if the plate was not clean, im yesh bim mamesh al piakderi, osem echa b'shish medogim, also lechom b'chuto. Okay? If the pot contains, you know, residue and so on, that's, you're not going to have shishim in the fish, then it's mutter. I'm sorry, then it's also to eat b'chuto. So the Shach makes an interesting comment here by us, in Siman Tzadi Tes. The Shach can still call new test, but it's actually pay test, I mean, in our Siman, pay test. Look what he says. Lekamon reish Tzadi Hei, we just saw that, yisboer, doafilu lechlo im givina mutter. Dahavi not bar not. So the Shach is bothered by the following. Let's look back again. We should look back again at the Ramah. Let's find it. Let's look back at the Ramah in the source 12. Let's look back at the Ramah. Okay. Look at the Ramah right on the fourth line. Okay, after he says, you know, Ein l'shanos livros gedder, and so on, we're machmer, we consider tavshil basar to be like basar itself. Then he writes, mihu, im ein basar b'tavshil. The fourth line of 12, if you see it, that's the Ramah, here in Siman Pei Tes Siv Gimel. Mihu, im ein basar b'tavshil, rak nisbashil b'gder shal basar, mutar lechol achar grina, v'ein bo minig l'achmer. Okay, you can eat it right away. So the Shach wonders, 1 second, okay, I don't understand. What's the Ramah telling us? You can eat right away? What do you mean? In Siman Tzadi Hei, he says not only do you not have to wait, you know, you can eat, again, like he says here by us, his language is, let's read it again. Im ein basar betavshel rak shen nispash b'teresh was a mutar lechol acharov gavina. You can eat cheese afterwards. What does it say in Siman Tzadi Hei? You can eat it with. Not only don't have to wait, you can eat together. Right? If it was just a fleshing of plate, it's not barnat that terah. Right? If you put the fish down on a fleshing plate, you can eat that fish with the kutach. The kutach is that milky, bready sandwich, you know, bowl, dish, whatever it is. Right? So you can throw the fish in there, have a big meal. So you understand the Shach's point? He says, l'kamen reis mitzareis bar dafilecho im gvina mutter. Tavi not per not. So what's the Shach telling us here in our siman that again the language of the Shach? He says im no im ein basar betavshel rak misbashel bekederishel bas basar muto lechol achrov gvina. What do you mean muto lechol achrov gvina? You can do it with gvina. You don't have to wait. Not only don't have to wait, you can eat together. That's what some comes out from siman sadi hey. So what's the Rambam telling us here? You don't have to wait. Muto lechol achrov gvina. And there's no minute to achrov. Of course not. He says you can eat together with. That's, he said, mutalach l'imri, that's not pranat. You understand the Shach's kasha. The nearer the hodash minu hacha, the mutalach l'imri hachaka, hainu afilu nisbashel b'kideir shalo hudcha yofer. So Shach, b'tocha dochak, it seems to me, has to answer, well, over there, the Ramon went out of his way in Simon Sadi Hay, as we saw in 23, that it's a k'deir shahudcha yofer, rechutza yofer. It was spotless clean. Then you can eat it with. And therefore, the Shach says over here in our siman, we're talking about maybe it wasn't so clean, maybe there was some residue around, so therefore you can't eat it with, right? But you don't have to wait 6 hours. You hear? The Shach resolves the problem. They want to see a Shach's kasha? Okay, you got the Shach's kasha? There seems to be a theory between us and Siman Pei Tes when he says you can have, if you cook something parv in a fleshing pot or pan or whatever, you don't have to wait afterwards. But in Siman Sadi Hey, it appears, if you have something fleshing, something parv, I mean, it was put down on a fleshing plate, you can eat it with, not only you don't have to wait, you can eat it with the milchigs. So, of course, you don't have to wait. You can eat it with milchig mamish. So he says, no. Over there, it's talking about where it was spotless, clean. Okay, so then Taki, you can eat it with milchigs. Over here, it's talking about maybe it wasn't. That's what he answers. He says, it was tzas mamoshes. The b'chai gav the osher lechol im gvina. Okay, to wait, you don't have to wait. That's what he says. Okay? Yeah. So, that's the Shach. Just as a side point to Pesachei Teshuvah here, it's called Zion, which is recorded in 25. Okay? He raised a kasha and sends it to Berhete, which we'll see inside in a second. And he says, that's the Chiddush. Okay, you have actual stuff like the Shach said, and you don't even need shishim. Otherwise, you don't even need shishim. Lufize pshita the tavshul shulusam bo maat shuman muto lechol achrov gvina af mulhaya shishim keneged shuman. Okay, the Aruch Hashulchan Sifrit Gimel here in Sifrit Peites writes in the second line, "Kotzam miu im ein basher betavshul rak shnis basher b'kedeir shel basher." Mutar lechol achrov gvina ve'ein mamin l'achrov. Okay, with the Shach had his kasha and he gave that teretz. The Bar Hetev. One second. Yeah, the Bar Hetev says, "Wait a minute, I don't understand the Shach's kasha." I realize I didn't print the whole thing. I'm sorry. I should have printed the Shach. I'm sorry. The Ramon and Sadihei. Look at the Bar Hetev in 27. Here by us, in Siman Pei Tes, according to Yudala. Kosov HaShach, let's look carefully. Lekaman Reish Siman Sarihei, Yisbor Dafil Ocha In Gvina Mutar, Tavi Not Parnat. In which case, you have a kasha. If you can eat it, even eat it with Gvina, so Avad didn't have to wait afterwards. But nearer the Hot, Nashmina Hocha, the Mutar Lecha, Gvina Charka, Chayna Afil Nisbash, Vakdeir Shurcha Yofa, Tavi Ktsas Mamashal Shalisa. The Shach answers that here we're talking about that you don't have to wait, you can eat after, that's when there is some newness or some other junk left in the pan. Okay, so you don't have to worry about it to make your fleshy. V'chai gav na'osa lechol ingrin, you can't eat with the cheese and so on. But look in the parenthesis, v'lo avin, I don't understand. He said, if you look carefully over there, in Simon, in that Simon, what we have, what I quoted you above in 23 is the Mechaber. But, and I should have quoted Ramah, I'm sorry I didn't. But he says, but the Ramah disagrees. Okay, lo avin. There are more in the continuation of that siman, Sadi Hey, Sivalev, there are more Taka says that it's usur to eat it with. Yeah? In other words, the Mechaber says, look back in 23, it's the Mechaber who says that dogmish is bashanus, mukdevish, boskuj, shain, shun, shun, mutal, achom, mukuta. But there are more himself disagrees. So the Bar Hetev says, so what's the Shach hakin about? The Ramah himself over there disagrees. The Shakas, the Shakas, the Kasha, what does the Ramah here in Peites tell us that you don't have to wait? Okay, after eating milchig, which was cooked in a fleshing pot, I'm sorry, after a parva item that was cooked in a fleshing pot, you don't have to wait afterwards. Ask the Shach, what do you mean you don't have to wait after you even eat it with milchig? Says the Bar Heitev, excuse me, look at the Ramah. He disagrees. He says you can't eat it. So now it's perfect. Even though he says you can't eat it, but he holds what? You don't have to wait. It doesn't become so fleshy that it's considered to wait 6 hours. Yeah. So that's the Bar Heitev's kasha against the Shach. It sounds like a terrific kasha from the Shach. He said, what? Right, it sounds like the Shach is asking a bomb kasha. He's saying, how come, well, that's in Simon Peites, he says you don't have to wait. And Tzadik Hei says you can even eat it with nothing. Of course you don't have to wait. So the Bar Heitev said, 1 second. The Shach and Tzadik, the Ramon and Tzadik Hei didn't say that. Ramon and Tzadik Hei, the Mechaber said it. Ramon didn't say it. That's what the Bar Heitev wonders. He says, "Velo Avin." The key part is the parenthesis. Okay, "Velo Avin." I can't understand this. Dafiru la'ochma and gvina mutter. Right? Havinat pranat. Hello, Ramos. Sham aser. Ramos said that there's aser. Okay. And where does it come from, by the way? Oh, I'm sorry. I did print Ramos. I'm sorry. Okay, it's in 29. Let's see. Okay, it goes back to a Tosus on that same daf in Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Okay, in the case of the fish coming off hot off the grill and being put on a fleshing plate. Hilchos of Dogam Shalom Bekar. Look at 28. B'shem Rashi Pirish Rivan Chosno. Okay, I mean, 1 second. How could anybody say that you can't eat it? The Gemara says you can. Look back for a second. You know, always have to go back to the Gemara. Look back. Where is it now? Here it is. Look back in source 21. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Omar Chizkiya Mishum Abaye. Hilchasa, the halacha is, Dogim Shalom Kar Mutar Lechon Makuto. You're allowed to eat it with milk. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat it with milk. So how could Ramos say otherwise? The Bar Heitev says that Ramos disagrees. What if it's an open Gemara? The Gemara says, Dogim Shalom Kar, if you have fish, you want a fleshing plate, okay, you're allowed to eat it with the milk. Right, you see? That's the Gemara 23, 21. That's the halacha. So what's going on here? Okay, how can anybody say otherwise? And indeed, that's how the Mechaber Pasuk. How do the Ramah say otherwise? So the Tosus over there, on that Gemara, Hilchasah, do a mass for Hilchasah. Kufi Nama Beis, look what he says. B'shem Rashi, Pirish, Rivan Chosno, Dafka Olu Shoru. There's a big difference. What's the case in the Gemara there? Dogim She'olu Bakara. What happened? What happened exactly? The fish was fried on a grill, let's say a pyro grill, and now you took the fish off when it's piping hot, and you placed it on a fleshing plate. Says the Rivan, Father Rashi, that's not the same as cooked the fish in a fleshing thing. You didn't. You grilled the fish, and now put them on a, yes, it's true, it's still hot, and there's still some cooking going on because of the heat, etc., but the Rivan is Mechalik. He says, Dafka Olu Shari. Dogim She'olu Bekara. Dogim were placed on a plate. Avon Nisbashu, then Osir. The Kachad Taimachashu, okay? And the Ramah is Takachosha Shodat Rivan. You see, the Ramah in Beis of Simon Sadihei, 29, says, Beitzus Nisbashu B'mayim B'kadera Cholevis. Okay, here's a common case, right? An egg that was cooked in a milk. You boil a hard-boiled egg, you boiled it up in a fleshing pot. Okay, I'm sorry, he's a milking pot. Okay, a milking pot. You cooked up egg, pyre of eggs. Eggs are all pyre, right? So I hard-boiled up some eggs in a milking pot. Just water, that's all that's in there. You know, nothing else there. So now, mutter lecho, los, those were talked taragos, vilchatchila. I can now take those eggs, okay, even though it was cooked in a milking pot, and use it for fleshing. If the eggs were cooked in a pot together with meat, you can't have a milk. And there are more eggs. V'yesh machir mitzliyo bishul lesser no saint tam bar no saint tam. That's the Rivan b'shem Rashi etc. And by minig lesser lechatchila. So that's where the Ramah says that you cannot eat it together with. Right? He says ha minig lesser lechatchila. You can't eat it together. And hence the Bar Heitav's objection to the Shachar. I do not understand the Shach's kasha. Shach had a whole taina. What does the Rambo here have to arsim and pay test? Have to tell us that you can eat the parv item together with milchings if it was cooked in a fleshing pot. You can even, I'm sorry, how can Rambo here in Sim Pei Tes say if you have a fleshing, you have a parv item that's cooked in a fleshing pot, you don't have to wait after eating it? What do you mean you don't have to wait? You can even eat it together. Right? So I don't understand the Rambo, says the Shach. What's Rambo telling him? Of course you can, you don't have to wait. You can even eat it together. Says the, that was the Shach's kasha. Says the Bar Heitav, no, Rambo says you can't eat it together. Now his chiddush here by us makes perfect sense. Okay, his chiddush here by us. True, you can't eat it together like it says in Simonet Tzadi. Hey, but what? You don't have to wait afterwards 6 hours. Right? You can't eat it with milk, but it's not considered meat for the purpose I have to wait afterwards. Yeah? That's an emergency. Oh, so that's the obvious question. How could the Shach, what the Shach didn't know this Rambo? It's a big problem. Okay, that's the Bar Heitav believes that it's Arachin. It's a low Avin. I don't understand. Right? So it's a pretty good kasha. So you could answer the Prima Godim on this Shach by us in the next source 30. Because you have to assume that the Shach was aware of this Ramah. Okay? So if we knew it, then the Shach was aware of it. So the Prima Godim on this Shach, in Yud Tes, in the Sifsei Das, says, quotes the Shach. Okay? And he says, it's a little bit difficult, but he says, the Shach's kash is not on the Ramo. He didn't really ask against the Ramo. He says, Ayin Shach, after the Kamon Kosev Arav, the Yesh Machmir Mitzli Abish Alecho Kuta Chen Alecho, we call Mokom HaBeis Yosef. Go back to that Beis Yosef. Okay? Go back to that long Beis Yosef that I printed in the source 10. At the very end. Remember I said we come back to it? Here we are. At the very end of that Beis Yosef in Orachayim. It's in Kufay and Gimel Arachayim. We're talking about the Mayim Arachonim. Look at the last two lines of that Beis Yosef. He says, Miu, im ein basar b'tavshil. There's no meat in the pot. Afal pishin is basar b'kedera shemivashin ba basar lo nagu lahachmir umutu la'echol achar of grina. If there was no flesh in the pot, it's just a flesh in the pot, but right now there's no flesh in it. So then, you don't have to wait. You can eat cheese after right away. On the Beis Yosef's taka, it's a good kasha. Because the Mechaber says in Tzadi Hey, not like the Ramah, the Mechaber says you can eat even together with. So he says that's what the Shach is going on. He wasn't asking on the Ramah, he was asking on the Beis Yosef. He was asking on a steer between the Mechaber and Tzadi Hey and what he wrote in the Beis Yosef in Archaim Kufayim Gimel. That's taka good kasha. That's the answer to the Shach was aware of the Ramah. He wasn't talking about the Ramah, he was talking about the Beis Yosef. Okay? It doesn't exactly look like that, but okay. But you can definitely read it that way. Look back at the words of the Shach in Simchat Yud Tes in 24. Lekaman reis tari hei yisboer dafir lecho imigrin. It could be talking about the Mechaber. We don't know. The Bar Heitav assumed he was talking about the Ramah. That's what we thought. But you know, it makes sense because the truth of the matter is the Dibra Maskel, the citation of what the Beis Yosef, what the Shach is talking about, you know, where it marks off what the Sivkotn is and the Dibra Maschel, that seems to be on the Ramah. But the Siv Se Das, well, argue, no, that's not what he's talking about. Maybe it's in the wrong place. That could be. He was really going on the sheet of the Beis Yosef. The Shach's Kash is a good time on the Beis Yosef, right? So, yeah. Okay? And so then you can give the answer the Shach gives. Oh, it was talking about over there in Saudi. Hey, it's talking about whether it's a perfectly clean dishner, it's almost less clean. But Kiva Eger brings up something else, which could also be an answer. Kiva Eger is also bothered by this, okay? And the Shach, this is Kiva Eger 31. Ar Simon, Petas of Gimel, the Shach, Sukkot Yutez. Zavi not Bernat. He says, Lanias Daiti, Yesh Lomar, the Nafkamina, Af Bishlu Chomet, the Chorif, Bikara shel baser, the ain bo mishum not barnat, afilu mutol echol gvina achav. The Shai Rabbi Kiva Eger gives a different teretz. He says, which none of us are going to agree with, as we'll see, but the Kiva Eger answers, he says as follows. He says, he introduces us, and we'll talk about this, so everything is intertwined. He talks about a dover charif. What's a dover charif? A sharp food. Onions, radishes, stuff like that. Okay? I mean, you become rabbanim, you get shilas in the kitchen. Unfortunately, whenever there's an onion involved, then you're in trouble. And somehow, all the kashas involve onion. I was cooking for Shabbat, I put an onion, oh great. Okay? So, whenever there's an onion in, it's trouble. Okay, maybe. So the and radishes and stuff like that. So before we get to the Kivega, let's just look quickly at that same Gemara, continuation of that Gemara on Kufir Aleph and Beis 32. Tznon. Tznon is a radish, a sharp flavor. And that's a whole machokas, what's considered a double harf. We're not going to do that right now, but tznon, a radish. Shechotcho besokin, sakin, shechotach bobozar. I used a fleshiga knife to cut the radish, to cut the onion. Okay? Osur la'ocho bekutach. You cannot now go ahead and eat this radish or onion together with milchis at the same time. The assumption being that the sharpness, aval, continues the Gemara, okay? Vahani mili tznon, that's only something like tznon. Dagav chorfei bola, because of its sharpness, it's bole, it absorbs flavor. In other words, the sharpness of the onion or the radish, when you cut it with a flesh, it pulls out the flavor. Usually, flavor is transferred through heat, okay? But something sharp can also pull out flavor. That's the chiddush we call a davar charev. So that's why it says that's only something like snow. But about kishos, can be squash, a cucumber, something like that. If you cut cucumbers or you cut squash with a fleshiga knife, all you got to do is wipe off the place and then you can eat it with milchiks. Right? That's the din. Rashi explains in 33, I don't read the whole thing now, but kishos is mesuka, it's sweeter, and it's not absorbed, okay, the only thing that absorbed is any, you know, residue, so therefore wipe that part off. You want to eat this sliced cucumbers together with milchiks now, you're going to put it in a milchik salad. What's the salad with the milchik called? I forgot, a Caesar salad or something? Okay, you want to eat a Caesar salad? Okay, just clean off the side, yeah.
Why would you need to wipe off the place of cutting, even if it's not quite at all? Why would you need to do anything for a cucumber?
No, because you may have you now. You want to eat the cucumber with milkings, so if you use a fleshing knife. Maybe
oh, that's not dirty.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. But with radish stuff like that, now the radish becomes like fleshing. So what are we saying? That's not a Rambam pasuk, by the way. Perek Tes of ours in Halacha Chav Dalet. Okay. Sakin shechotach ba basar tzli. You used it for meat, the fleshing knife. The chaz of a chotach what's known, and now you cut the radish with it. Okay, otzibo, midvarm charif, and other things like that, which are darva charif. Also lechem b'chutach. Okay? That's the sharp things. But, chaz of a chotach what kishos, avatiach, something which is not so sharp, then you just gorer mokamachtach, just to wipe the place where the cutting was, and that's fine. That's also later in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole simon of darva charif, simon tzarivav, sif alav. Snow, no silka. Again, it's a big discussion what is considered darva charif. Here, silka is usually understood as beets. Okay, which are not necessarily sharp. I don't know. But anyway, that's the din. So how does this help us? So now, in other words, bottom line, by dover charif, there's no din of not barnat. Right? Even though you could argue, well, wait a minute, the knife got the fleshing from what? From actual meat. And now, the onion is getting it from the knife, so that's not barnat, right? That's one step removed, that's no sintam by no sintam. But that kula, which we said we pass is okay, right? But that kula doesn't apply to a dover charif. Okay, it doesn't apply to something sharp. With a dover charif, there's no kula of not pranat. So therefore, now it works out very well. Okay, since of Akiva Eger, maybe that's the difference. But there are more, we asked, but I thought there are more said, it was, I thought there are more said you can even eat it with, right? That was the Baraita's Kasha. I thought there are more. I'm sorry, the Shach said, I thought the Ramah said that you can even eat it with for milchings. So why? Of course you don't have to wait. So Baha'i said, what do I mean? He says you can't eat it with. So he says, maybe we're talking about a Dover Charif. Okay? Maybe we're talking about a Dover Charif. A Dover Charif, you take it, cannot eat with. Okay? But that's the Chiddush of the Ramah here. That what? You don't have to wait. In other words, if you have a radish or an onion that absorbed fleshing from the knife, but not directly, so good, you cannot go ahead and eat, you can't eat this onion or this radish together with milchigs, but that's what the Ramah is telling us here in our simon, but you don't have to wait afterwards. Okay? You hear? That, according to me, keep hearing, that's what we can answer it. Okay? You don't have to wait. There are more, maybe takis, machlo, you can't eat together, but you don't have to wait afterwards. That's because that's how we can answer for the shach. Right? The shach's kasha was going, oh, does that make sense? Does that work? One second. Yeah, right? The shach's kasha.
The shach was trying to say that we should make the implication from the that you don't have to wait. Obviously, the Rama was really trying to comment you could eat it at the same time.
Right. So
that
can
that's
it?
How the implication should make it.
Right.
For some other case, for example,
some you could eat together. Right, it's not the ones you could eat together, it's some you couldn't eat together, but you still don't have to wait. Exactly right, Mishka. That's exactly right. So that's how you could answer. That's how Rekiv Eger, I think it's getting at it. It's no pun intended, but it's a sharper Rekiv Eger, okay? He figures out exactly. You're not talking about that case, you're talking about a different situation where, right, where you can't eat it. I mean, Harif, we speak about a person also as Harifas, right? So it's the same in English and Hebrew. Anyway, so that's the Rekiv Eger's point is that, you know, that it's referring to a case where Itaka couldn't eat it together, we still wouldn't have to wait. I just want to point out to be fully the Prima Gadim, not here, but again, we'll go back to Hilchos Shavuos, you know, with the Milchi. That's the one place, I guess, the place in Or HaChaim where Basar Chalav is discussed is regarding the Yontov of Shavuos, right? So in the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham, Eish Avraham, Tadi Tov Tzadi Dalad, Sukkot Vav. Right, he quotes the Milchus Yakotos Chatos. He says, first of all, you want to eat Milchus on Shavuos, go right ahead. But Ve'ein Lahatir B'Shavuos Klal Kim Kimo B'Shar Hashanah. There was someone who wanted to say that on Shavuos, because of the minig to eat Milchus, so you could apply various kulas. And the Prima Gadim is very much against it. He said, you can't do that. You want to eat Milchus, you have to keep all the regular laws of Basar Chalav just the same, all the Chomers, all the Drabbanans. We're not going to go ahead now and relax some of the laws of Basar Chalav or even the Rabbanans on Shavuos to enable you to fulfill this minig. He said, as he said, right? He said, "Ein lahater b'Shavuos klal kim kimo b'shara shana lahamtin sheishos dafka achar basar achar gvina kasha, whether it's after fleshy, whether it's after hard cheese, whatever. B'lechol tznon shechotok misakin cholev achar basar toch sheishos." Then he mentions to have radish which was cut with a milchigad utensil within the 6 hours, yesh lomar de osir. That's not like Rekiv Eger said, no, with the onion, you can't, you know, the radish, you can't eat it with, those nose are not burn up, you don't have to wait afterwards. But he seems to say, the Prima Gadim seems to say, you do have to wait afterwards. Okay, not like Rekiv Eger. Not like Rekiv Eger. Okay, so it's just an observation. That this kula, which Rekiv Eger will use to answer the Shach's problem, okay, with the Ramah, doesn't work according to Prima Gadim, because Prima Gadim says that by radish and so on, you do have to wait. Words, you understand? The Shach's, the Rekiv Eger's teretz that was talking about a Dabar Charev won't work according to Prima Gadim, who's Pesach, that's what I'm pointing out. Okay, that's all. So not everyone agrees with that of Rekiv Eger. He says, some people say it's usher. Okay? Although, you could suggest the following. When, just a lumdus a little bit. You could suggest that Prima Gadim is not disagreeing with Rekiv Eger. But there is a difference between what makes you fleshes and what happens or what's considered. It's what's considered basar or chalav for making you fleshes and what's considered basar or chalav for not being allowed to eat once you are fleshes. You know, chalik, what makes you fleshes? You know, there could be. The Rekiv Eger holds that something which is parv, okay, you know, doesn't make you fleshes. Okay, it doesn't make you fleshes. Can't make you fleshes. So, a dover charif, which was cut with a fleshig knife, is not enough to make you fleshes. It's not. It doesn't make you fleshes. That's Rekiv Eger, right? You don't have to wait 6 hours after. You can't, it's enough meat that what? You can't eat with milchigs. And he says that's exactly like Shua said, that's exactly what Shach talked about, right? Rekiv Eger says that a dover charif, which was sliced with a fleshig knife, is fleshig enough that you can't eat it, what? With milchigs. But it's not fleshig enough to make you wait 6 hours afterwards. Right? And that's exactly how the Rekiv Eger would answer. What the Prima Gadim here in Hilchos Shavuos, it's not really Hilchos Shavuos, it's the very end of it, it's the last siman, Hilchos Pesach. You know, the Shavuos doesn't get its own siman in Shulchan Aruch. The last couple of siman of Hilchos Pesach are the siman of Sirius Omer. You know, the counting and the Avelis and then the Tatov Tzedek Dalas of Shavuos. So it's the very end of Hilchos Pesach. So that Prima Gadim, the end of Hilchos Pesach, is not a same argument with Rekiv Eger. Okay? It's true. It's true that it can't make you fleshigs. But he said, if you what the Prima Gadim, look what the Prima Gadim is talking about. Prima Gadim is talking about already the guy was fleshig already. And he's saying, if you now cut this radish with a milchig knife, okay, You cut this radish with a milchiyah knife, and you're still within the 6 hours, yei shlomar da aser. That's not necessarily against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You follow? Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, again, listen to the Gedorah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying that a fleishiga knife, a power of item, but it's a dorachar, radish, onion, whatever. Whatever's going to be classified as dorachar. If it's cut with a fleishig knife, it becomes fleishig insofar as you can't eat it together with milkings. But it's not fleishig insofar as you don't have to wait 6 hours afterwards. The Primogodim doesn't necessarily disagree with that. When the Primogodim says, Lecho tznon, shechotach besakin cholav achar basa, tok shei shos, yeshlomo de usher. That's not because, he also would agree, wouldn't make it milchigs. The guy's already fleishigs. So therefore, cutting it now with a milchig thing, you shouldn't eat that within the 6 hours, because the guy's already fleishigs. He had a bona fide steak. Okay, and now he's fleishigs. So within 6 hours, to take a piece of radish, which was cut with a radish that was cut with a milchig knife, so that's enough fleishigs, I'm sorry, in that case, milchig. Then that's enough milchigs to say you can't eat it if you're already fleishig. It wouldn't make you milchigs, it wouldn't make you fleishigs. But it's, if you follow, so I'm just saying that Pugarim doesn't necessarily disagree. Okay, let's finish up. We mentioned about the shamish, the waiter. Okay, that's a sugya. Also in Chul and Kuv Zayim and Beis, Iboilu, Ochel Machmas Machil. Okay, you're really feeding somebody else. That's right. Talking to Zadayim Olo, the Gemara is. Rashi says, Ochel Machmas Machil, Adam Sheochel Miyar Chaberu, Hatochel Letoch Piv. If somebody's feeding me, and I never touch anything, do I still have to wash my hands in between milk and inflation? I never touched it. Right? That's not the original, that's not a waiter case, but someone's feeding me. Ochel mitoch machmas machil. I'm eating something because someone put it in my mouth. One of those, you know, like, somebody's dropping chocolates in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? You ever see those fancy, someone's lying there and they're dropping grapes, the emperor is lying there and they're dropping grapes in his mouth or whatever, feeding a chocolate. So if you're feeding something, feeding. Okay, so you need to fill the dime or not. Tomorrow says the following. 39. There, chul kuzan beis toshma. Amar b'zamarab lo yitin adam prusel tov pishul shamish. Okay, don't give a piece of food to the waiter. Elam ken yodeh bo shenot liyodo. Okay. Anyway, a few various dinim here about the waiter. Okay. At the end, the waiter does not have to wash. He says, and it's a shani shamish torid. Okay. And okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? Let's go back. I quoted it before. I should have quoted it now. But I quoted at the very end of the Sif here. Where is it now? Where did I print? Here it is. The end of 12, right? It says, Hashamosh. Not at the end, but where is it? I thought we saw about the Shabbos already. No? Where do we see the Din of the Shabbos? The waiter. I can't find it.
Verse 12.
Yeah.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. Last night, right. Let's not talk. Shamish, I'm a shamish with Suda. That's what I said. It's like a mother making the sandwiches for the kids, right? Shamish, I'm a shamish with Suda. No, gave ochet, ain't no tzor patila, but tzor patila, rak la ochet. So the Shach says over there, by us, you know, the Shach in Chof Aleph, okay, shamish, I'm a shamish, okay, he says, it's not really right. He says, that's only talking about until Shadayim Rishonim lachilo, okay, but my men saying, betavshul agvina and so on. The Shach is Machmer. Shach says the waiter does have to wash his hands before handling different things. Okay? That which the Gemara was talking about, does he have to wash the tilsa dime beforehand? That's a different discussion. But the Shach says, he says, Mayim emtsoyim, the second last line. It's in Kotan Chafalim. Aba Mayim emtsoyim, bein tavshil agvina oebcha? Which the concern is what's on your hands? Pshita dein chilik bein ochel and ogea. Okay, of course. We're only worried about it getting onto the other piece if you happen to be eating, but you're just touching not. The same problem. You have a mother who's cutting up salami for a kid. She's got salami on her hands, and now she grabs a piece of cheese. So why shouldn't that be under the same concern? Be the same concern. Pshita day, chilek beinu chel and ogeya. The place he disagrees with the Shach. He quotes the Shach, and he says it's a cotton vog. The nearer the beisos of chas is that the mechaber is not wrong; he's right. Okay, rocks really the lomotzim mishum dufta the tiknu benogeah beboss of alma shalidu bivinat shi'tol yadav. We never found anywhere explicitly that if you touch meat, you can't touch cheese before washing hands. No, so it's always brought in the context of eating. Okay, the din is always brought in the context of eating, and he's right. Okay, we never found anywhere that says if you just touch meat, you can't go ahead and touch cheese. Okay, so he said, Vadai delo tiknu rak bochel. He says, when you're eating, that's when your hands are really dirty. That's the concern. For eating, we made this harchoka. So he thinks the shach is wrong, and the mechaber is right. On the other hand, the pichodesh, the chafalef goes back and he thinks the shach is right, that ain't chilek when ochel no gear. So it's actually machoka, the naf community beef for mother making the sandwiches, etc. Just want to finish. Okay, with me? So it's actually machlokes. I mean, I think people tend to be more machmer, but you know that even just touching it. But I don't know if that's true. The prechodesh thinks the shach is right. So I have to look in the Bar Yeshulchan and stuff like that. I think many people are excessively careful about basar chalav. We just don't make any have any connections, and that's it. Okay, the average mother wouldn't make a salami sandwich or a cheese sandwich at the same time. Just wouldn't come. And the whole issue with the shamash of the way, it doesn't come up today. You can't go to a restaurant and some people have flesh and a bit of the same table. I don't know any such restaurants. There's one, it's not a restaurant, it's a takeout store in Teaneck. There's one side flesh, madan, it's called. One side is flesh and one side is milchigs. But it's totally separate, different people working behind the counter.
In Israel,
but they're next door to each other, no?
Yeah. But it's like...
Are the waiters go back and forth? Okay. All right. I stand correct.
We can theorize that.
Right. Bring someone over. Yeah.
Tell them to
wash beforehand. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. Okay. Let's just finish up. The other harchokos is Yerushalmi Pesach and Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Amar Yosef, Hado Amar, Hahein Dochel Chovetz, Uvedai Tomechel Kofet Tzorach Mivar Pisas. So this is a nice Aramaic, Yerushalmi dialect. What's going on? So the Karban Eda and the Prei Moshe explain. The Karban Eda and the Prei Moshe are two principal commentaries on the Yerushalmi. Actually, the only commentary that we have that's on the entire Yerushalmi is the Prei Moshe. There's nobody else on it. The Karban Eda is on many Mesichtos, not on all. And other Mesichtos are different people. Now, right now, Oz Vahadar reprinted the Yerushalmi. He said, but that's what Art School uses for their English. I had the privilege a few years ago to work for Art School for translating the Yerushalmi. So, like, they have other people, Rishon Cirilio and Mara Fulda, and other people that they put on the page that they think are more pshat. But they always put the Prei Moshe on because, you know, he's the. But they, very often in the English translation, they don't go with the Prei Moshe. I remember having a discussion. The Prei Moshe bends out of his way to get the Yerushalmi to match the Bavli. Sometimes he has to force things. Okay, anyway. So, but he's still the major commentator of Shalom. He said, Karban Eda, what's the issue here? He translates for us into Hebrew. 45. Zosomeres. Misha ochel gvina. Someone eats cheese. Barot zalechel boser. Tzorach levar gam hachatichos lechem shar shulchem mishol shachal gvina. You got to clear the table even of bread that was on the table. Even bread that was on the table when you ate milkings. Okay, and now you want to have flesh, he doesn't present it the other way around, because the other way around you don't do it, you wait. But if you have cheese on the table, and you had bread, in those days people ate bread with everything. You know, so therefore, mistoma, the bread was handled when you had the cheese, so you better get it off the table. Right, that's how he learns. Okay, and that's what he says, the last word to Yerushalmi in 44 is maver pisas, the pieces, actually in English, pieces. Okay, now, the Prei Moshe, though, understands a little differently. He understands when it says Torach Mevar Pista, that's 46, Chatichas Hagvina, doesn't mean the bread. The bread's parv. Okay? You have to get rid of the cheese off the table. Now you can't leave on the table. You got to get rid of whatever milking is on the table. You hear the chilek? So how do we pass it like the Kohen Eden of the Prei Moshe? So now goes Hashri, by Osi and Chulin, Perchesim and Zion, writes, Mitzim and Amuchar, Hecha Shochel Gvina, wrote to the Chobos, so Torach Lahavir Me'al HaShulchan HaLechem, means everything. He at least calls it a mitzvah min hamuvchar. I don't know if he means it doesn't sound like that's mikra din. At least calls it a mitzvah min hamuvchar. You should get everything off the table, change it completely. In fact, and I mentioned this, but look again at the end of Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet about Shavuos, the Ramah and Siman Gimel brings, that's the whole reason. There are all kinds of reasons. Why do we have milchik on Shavuos? What's it all about? What's the meaning to have milchik? Why? It's all kinds of different reasons, right? Some say because they just got the laws of Shechita and there was no time to now somebody to go shech meat, so they're all that day of Shavuos. All of Bnei Yisrael ate milchik. Okay. Others say that pasuk says Lo Shalashu Gilu B'Chalimon. The beginning of the pasuk speaks about Reishis Bikuri Ad Moskva. That the Rem is that a Chagah Bikurim. You have milchik. You can't have flesh. I don't know. All kinds of things that. There's a remez in the maftir of Shavuos of Parshas Pinchas says of Yom Bikurim Bakrivchem Mincha Chadosho LaShem B'Shavuos Echem. So the Rosh Hashanah is Mincha Chadosho LaShem B'Shavuos Echem Mechalov. Okay, and in one place in Tehillim Har Sinai is called Har Gavnunim. Okay, whatever. There are all kinds of reasons. There must be 15 different reasons. But the Ramah's reason is it has nothing to do with cheese per se. You want to commemorate the Korban of Shavuos, which is called the Shtei Alechem. Remember. Yeah, double loaf roast, the offering on Shavuos. So therefore, you want to have an extra meal where you have to bring out extra bread. That's to commemorate the Shtei Alechem. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, Siman Gimel Ramah. Okay, just like on Pesach, we have on the Seder plate Shnei Tavshilin. Remember the egg and the roast and the chicken. And what do they correspond to? The Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga. Remember that, right? That's on the Seder plate. How the egg corresponds to Korban Chagiga is a different question. But you look in the Gemara; it doesn't say necessarily egg. It just says two cooked items, and many people put different pieces of meat on it. Anyway, so our Seder plate on Leil Pesach commemorates both the Korbanos of Pesach, the Korban Chagig and a Korban Pesach. So to on Shavuos, you want to commemorate the Shtei Alechem, so you bring two different lechamim off on the table. So Mishnah Berurah explains in Tov Tzadi Dalet, Siv Kotin Yudalet, he says, since you can't have the same loaf on the table for fleishes you had for milchings, so by having a milchig meal, what by necessity do you have to do? Bring out another piece, another loaf, and that commemorates the Shtei Alechem, Mazel Tov. So that's exactly why we do it. Okay, that's so many people. Again, I think I mentioned this. Many people, myself included, on Shavuos morning, it's not that I have milchigs. I have milchigs and then fleishes. You have two meals. And that's what I'm saying. Okay, I have milchigs and fleishes. So you have Shtei Alechem. So anyway, that's all seems to be on this understanding that it's necessary, like the Karbon Eidah says, not to pay Moshe, to clear off the bread as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'll say it outside because it's late. You have time to please look at it. Chuvas Igush Moshe Yoredei Chelek Alav Simen Lamed Ches. Okay. Says that this whole chumrah only applies to bread which has been sliced. Okay? Second line, Hinea Isu Rak al Shuri Chatichas Apas, that you use the cheese. Well, end of the first paragraph. Aval Pas Hagdolas Yomedes Beinam Achav Beinam Achle Bosa. His Haran Bavain Lachu Shema Nogaba Gvino Bosa. If I have a big challah, I didn't cut up the challah. I only cut two or three pieces, and the rest of the challah is there. That is, says there, Moshe, you can keep for the next meal. Okay, now for lechem mishan yontav, you need a hole. That's why they have this for the lechem. But he says in general, Moshe is saying it's only concerned for cut pieces. Then you got to clear them off the table because that's what was handled when you had the cheese, right? But he never cut that piece. He said that's okay. Then at the very bottom of the tshuva, he writes maybe it's a mitzvah mukhar to clear that off also. The Rashba in the tshuva,
Moshe would say you couldn't say take a big fresh hook, meaning cook it with challah.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes,
people do.
Sure.
Right, if it was sliced up, that would be a question. That would be a question. That's what Moshe's saying. He's saying it the other way, and he's talking about when it was used for flesh, now you want to use for milk. That's your case also, right? The French toast is with milk. You have it with milk, right? I mean, French toast can be parve also. But,
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva. There's a collection of tshuvas called Shas or Tshuvas HaRashba HaMiuchosos L'Ramban. Originally they thought it was the Ramban, or the Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban. So they originally thought this tshuva was written by this collection of tshuvas was written by the Ramban. Later on they discovered the Rashba, so they're called the Tshuvas HaMiuchosos, the ones that they thought were Ramban. Anyway, Siman Kufay in Beis, he talks about also nearly the Osir Lechol Gvina Al Mapa Shachlu Basar, which have table, separate, what do you call it, tablecloths. Separate placemats, separate tablecloths. Okay, again, there's all these different types of achokas. Okay, so I'm not going to read the whole tshuva of the Rashba. Okay, but finally, to finish up, at our siman, Peitas Sivdalet, 52, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mi she'ochol gvina v'rotza echol basar, tzorach levar me'al shulchan shurei pas, okay, the bread, she'ochol gvina, also lechol gvina al mapa she'ochol bo basar, esu nashbo, okay, v'kol she'kein she'osu lachto gvina, afilu tzunenes b'sakin she'rogi lachto basar. Even the bread you're going to eat with the cheese, you shouldn't cut with the same knife that you could use for meat. But he writes, if you bang the knife in the ground and it gets to the flavor, that's okay. Avokvar nagu kol Yisrael lios lem shnei sakinim v'lirshom echem shel heker. Everybody has two knives. Okay, and the minig is to put the ches or cholov or blue spot or whatever on a milking knife. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva points out in Kotan Ches the whole concern with different tablecloths. That's only really if you put the meat down directly on a tablecloth. Nowadays, if we put it on a serving plate. Okay, so theoretically, it wouldn't necessarily apply. There's a machlokas, the shach and the taz. Shach and Kotan Kabeis and taz and Sukkotan the. Zion. I think we should do, I think we should do. The Pesachim said, Sukkos, you don't need it. Because we put stuff down, we don't put stuff right on the table. And then if you have little kids, you know, maybe you should. Okay? And the Machokas, the Shach and the Taz is, you know, this business with the bang and the Itza. You know, Nitzah would mean something sharp, like a bang in the ground. You know what a contemporary example might be with Nitzah is steel wool. It's not as strong to get any gook off a knife. It's not always easy to get stuff off a knife, but steel wool, or what they call them, scrubbies, or these kind of things, you know, will be good. So the Shach seems to say that there's a difference. It's something you use once, or you use it all the time. He says, kinuach is not enough, he's machmer, if it's something you use all the time. And the Taz says it is enough. And the machlokas may boil down to, what are we concerned about? Are we concerned about an actual bliya? Or concerned about just surface area. That's a machlokas that I printed at the end of the Tosus and the Orchis Chaim. Tosus and Chun, Chesem and Beis, the one that's Hilchasa, seems to say the Indian is the Shamnunis, and therefore Kinuch is not enough, we use it all the time. Orchis Chaim and Yisroel Machos, the end of Simit Samach, says Kinuch is enough to get rid of Blias. Okay. I just want to mention the Orchis Shulchan says that many people have two knives. That actually, many people now have three knives. Okay? One for fleshy, one for milk, and one for bread. Okay? The truth is, we do. Most people have a challah knife, no? That's usually part of the set that's inside or rests on top, right? That's a challah knife. Which you only, I mean, most people, I've never seen anyone else use a challah knife for anything other than challah. Right? I mean, people, am I wrong?
I think you've got cakes.
Okay. So that would be a question. So, because sometimes people ask, let's say, can I use the same challah knife? Let's say Shavuos. I use the same challah knife for a fleshing meal as for a milking meal? According to this, yes, because you never use a knife for anything else. You never use a knife for any milking or fleshing. Maybe cake is a part of it anyway. But I never use that knife. So I think most people will use, or many people, I mean, it happens to be that I have this different challah board that we use for milking, but I don't think you necessarily would have to. So you read over the Aruch HaShulchan and he summarizes it. The very end, I just want to mention, he says, look and see if you're Zion. There's some question. You know, about kashering from milchik to fleshik. We'll talk more about that. You know, he says, the minig is not to kasher back and forth. Theoretically, if I do hagola, then now it's par, right? So now, can I use this same thing, which is always fleshik, but now I'm going to use it for milchiks. The truth of the matter is, it comes out, there are all and others, but you could have only one set of silverware. Just kasher every night in between. So the post can recommend against it. We'll talk more about it, because you'll get mixed up. Well, wait a minute, is today the fleshing day or milking day? Right? You'll forget what it was last useful. You'll get mixed up. But the Chasam Sofer, for example, I think has a kulo, but if you kasher for Pesach, then you can change it from, we'll talk more about it. Okay, we'll stop over here, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll do, that's it for Simon Peites. Tomorrow we'll do Simon Sadi. Simon Sadi, we really, it's about the kachal, the udder, which we talked about in some length, so we should be able to do that one day and move on to Sadi. Okay?